Case number 9993, Dave and Lynn Grinder, southeast of Road 277, 1,045 feet south of Road 275. Variance from the side yard setback requirements.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Dave Grinder, David Grinder.
Okay.
738 Locust Street. PA 4.
Grinder, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Got a good attitude. She may have, but I don't know if the tape did.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Could you state your name again for the record, please?
David Grinder.
All right, sir.
What I'm looking to do is to get a variance on my side yard. I'd like to put a garage closer to my side property. I can meet the front and the back, but I'd like to just, I purchased a quarter acre this year, and I'd like to try to keep as much of my new building on it as possible. Hopefully, you have a drawing similar to what I'm looking at. I left when I applied. And I did some measuring between my shed that's existing today. If I keep the side yard at 15 feet, I'd have about 7 feet between the new building and the shed. And of course, I'm going to have windows on that side. I'd like to try to get some room so that I can actually see out the windows towards my yard. I don't see that I want to put it any other place on my property with the power lines and the well being in the middle of my yard. And my wife would love a pool someday, which would be somewhere behind the house and the driveway. One other thing, if I may, the 11 acres that is adjacent to my property that I actually bought my quarter acre off of is, I don't know if you have dealt with that yet, but when I got a partial print of that, the side yard is also what they're calling free space or open space in the new development, so there wouldn't be any homes that I would be infringing on getting closer to them.
Okay, let's see that.
How many square feet is your building?
That's approximately 2,000.
Is there a special purpose for this garage, or is?
Well, I'm a antique car collector. And when I retire, I surely don't want to. I want a place to be able to store them. I'm not very well at drawing, but looking at the coming in the driveway to the right, it would be three stalls, and two would be straight to the rear of the property with the workshop in the rear corner where I can't access doors. So it'll be five bays and a workshop in the middle.
Five bays, does that present a problem?
Yes.
Yes.
Thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Holding four fingers up.
And that four.
I think.
Four bays.
Okay.
What is, explain that.
Well, antique cars, you're allowed to have four bays to keep your antique cars in one garage.
Okay.
Okay, that's the limit.
Any more than that, and you need a special use or a variance.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe I should have questioned that when I was doing this. I didn't know. That would be the maximum size. I mean, I'm willing to... I'm willing to stay with four. Is there a size that four bays need to be?
No, it's the normal sizes, but that you're only allowed to have four vehicles.
Yeah, okay.
If not, it's like any other number. If you want to adjust those four to five, then you have to appear before this board.
Okay.
An additional hearing now. There have to be an additional hearing now, right?
Yes. It'd have to be an additional hearing.
When you went to the office, what did you tell them about the building you were building?
I handed Melissa the form that you have in front of you, and I just called it a garage. We didn't have any conversation around what I was going to do with it.
Okay.
And I didn't know where to look to see what the laws and the rules would be. I'll say that that's the maximum, of course, that I would put on there, and I haven't contracted anybody to do anything for me because, waiting for the hearing to be over.
Sure.
I'd be willing to conform with whatever just so I can house my cars.
We appreciate you waiting on that. Probably a good thing at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's not unusual for antique car dealers to run into this situation, but it's really, when they apply to the board, there's other people that they normally are looking for four, five, six, maybe housing of antique cars. So when you said antiques and over four.
I'm not a dealer. I'm just, I just love a car.
Yeah,
okay,
I
heard dealer.
Even if it's for your personal.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I just don't want you to feel bad. It's not unusual.
No, I don't.
Okay, not unusual for you.
Okay. Further questions from the board, Mr. Cabe?
No, sir.
Board card, Mr. Chairman?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing minute. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
I have one quick question. Do you plan to come back for a special use exception for five?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, in that case, we would turn this down.
Maybe I don't understand.
Okay, you can't build this with a five bay.
Right, I understand that.
If
I would, I pretty much shot for the moon here, much as I could hopefully afford, and the way I wanted to use the property. Now everything's downsizing from here.
Okay, so you can make it four bay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm okay with four bay. I didn't know that there was a stipulation, or I would have.
It's not a problem. If you want to make it five bay and you want to wait until we can have a hearing for a special use exception, then we can waive the fee for that hearing. It just has to be properly advertised.
Okay.
No, you're just asking for a setback variance, right?
Now, just a side yard.
Okay,
yes.
All your neighbors and everything—that's all they think you're applying for. So
yes, I understand. Okay.
Okay. So when you say four cars, four bays, now you say five, then there might be a neighbor that we have to re-advertise that.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Let them know what you're doing.
Would it be the same scenario? I'd be here on a Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It would probably be in January.
Oh, yeah.
January. Either the first or third Monday in January.
If you decide you want to do that.
Right? Yeah. It's either the boss.
I can appreciate that.
I
sounds like it's your dream. Might be worth
it. It is my dream. My concern is I'll be coming from Pennsylvania, and who knows what weather that night. That bothers me most, but...
There's another concern, too, and that you might, given another application, you might generate a great deal of opposition from some neighbors that's not here on a setback violation, so, or a setback request.
Hmm. sorry, hold up everybody else behind me.
How about if we leave the hearing open for a little bit so you and your wife can discuss it, and then at the end of the hearings, we can open the hearing back up for you.
Okay. Does that work? I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make such a motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Please use voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, motion carried. We'll leave this open, then we'll bring it back later. Okay.
What was the motion?
Just to recess it. And,
just recess this case. Give them a chance to talk it over, then we're going to bring it back up.
Discuss it with his wife.
Him and his wife's going to discuss it. Is that correct, Mr. Mills?
Thank you.
Okay, next case, please.